Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
After almost 250 matches for Chelsea and playing an integral part in two league titles, four FA Cup trophies, one UEFA Champions League title and one UEFA Europa League title, Super Eagles captain John Mikel Obi, Chelsea's second longest serving player, is being cast aside like an old rag. New Chelsea coach Antonio Conte is determined to force him out of Stamford Bridge. Different reasons have been given for Conte's actions against Mikel, but one thing is certain, there will be no shortage of takers if and when Mikel decides to move. Reports have emanated from Old Trafford that Jose Mourinho is looking to re-sign the player whose contract is set to expire this summer. And if the move happens, it will be a remarkable turn of events after both Manchester United and Chelsea fought a fractious battle to sign the player 10 years ago. But whatever happens in the January transfer window, Mikel himself is very calm about the situation and remains as patriotic as ever. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the travails of Super Eagles captain John Mikel Obi at Chelsea and if his future lies across Stamford Bridge. My name is Tunde Kweki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. After being a loyal and integral part of Chelsea Football Club's greatest ever period, Super Eagles captain John Mikel Obi is being forced out of Stamford Bridge by Chelsea coach Antonio Conte. Mikel has not played a single game for Chelsea's first team this season, and even the second team or the under-23s as well. And one of the reasons being mentioned for Mikel's Stamford Bridge blues is the fact that he supposedly abandoned Chelsea to participate at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games in pre-season. And in a recent interview with sports journalist Shino Okeleji, Mikel spoke about his Chelsea situation and what the future holds for him.
This is Sports Planet.
One thing in football is like, I have never been a guy who make excuses in life. I never make excuses. I never shy away from my responsibilities, you know. Yes, maybe people will look at it that way. People will say yes, because he went to the Olympics. He didn't have a preseason with the team. A new manager coming in. Probably was upset that I left and go to the Olympics. Probably he thinks I don't care about the team. Things like that, but I don't want to use that excuses. I don't want to make excuses. At the end of the day, I have to keep training hard and keep trying to make sure I change the manager's mind. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. Like I've said, you know, I will keep doing my best and keep being ready for whenever I'm being called upon, you know, and then we see what happens in January. So I have to keep being professional as I've been all this while. I train every day, I work every day in training, I train with the team. So I keep doing what I do and keep hoping that one day I will get to play.
Would you trade your Olympic bronze for a place in the Chelsea spot?
No. I think one thing you have to do in life as a man is when you make a decision, when you make a sacrifice, you have to deal with it. You have to stand by your decision. You have to live with it. At the end of the day, it's your decision. You made a decision. You have to live with it. I have no regrets at all. Not one single regret going to the Olympics. And I will not trade my Olympic medal for anything. I deserve it. It's what I deserve. I worked so hard for it. So why will I trade it for something else?
You said January is close by. Is this the kind of end you want for your Chelsea career? You've served the second longest serving player at the club. You've won the European Champions League. You've won the Europa Cup. You've won everything with Chelsea. Is that the way you want to end your career with Chelsea?
I think the best years of this club, I think I've been part of it. I've enjoyed the best part of this of this football club, Chelsea. Never won the Champions League before. I was there. I played in that game, in that final. I was the man of the match of that final. You know, I think the best part of this of this football club, I am part of it. I've written my name in the history book of this football club, and you know, I've won loads and loads of trophies. I've played over close to 400 games now for this football club. I have no single regret. I've done it all. But the thing is, you know, as a player, you're still hungry. You still want to win more. I still want to help the team and win more. But if that's the way it should end, then that's the way it should end. Players move on. In life, you move on. But like I've said, I'm very relaxed about the January transfer window. I'll speak to the club, and then we'll always find the best solution. But trust me, going to the Olympics, I have no single regret about that.
In the summer, you had offers. A lot of people thought you were going to leave. Why didn't you leave?
No, because I went to the Olympics, like you said. There was no communication about what the situation is. And then, the transfer window ended. So I didn't have... the club didn't tell me to leave. I didn't have anything from the club, and I have 1 year left. So I decided to make sure. I don't want to leave this club just like that, because I've been here for a while, 11 years now. So it's good sometimes to leave when you know you finish your contract and your business there is done. I can say a lot of things that put me in trouble. All right, I'll be quiet.
That was Super Eagles captain John Mikel Obi speaking about his travels at Chelsea and his future.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor. Visit CompleteSportsNigeria.com. And you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. My name is Tunde Koiki, and on behalf of everyone here at Complete Sports Studios, we'd like to dedicate today's show to the memories of the 71 people who lost their lives, including players and officials of Chapecoense Football Club of Brazil, in an air crash on Monday. May their souls rest in peace.